Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
557, 30 degrees in Motor City. So you and I both had, a truck blow a tire out on the way in this morning?
So I braked really hard.
Yep.
To avoid the debris that was flying, and my purse went off the front seat and hit the dash, and then everything inside of it went all over the car. I had lipsticks and tampons and all sorts of stuff just flying everywhere.
Same thing in Ryan, our producer's car every morning. That's what it looks like in there if you look in the window.
I'm like, oh, what a fun morning.
Get to round them up. We were at 75 on the way in this morning, and I know they're cleaning up now because I actually called them on the way in. The construction barrels, if you've been on 75 North in Oakland County, it's going on. They've got the center lane blocked off. They're doing work. Somebody had clipped two of them around the bend before you get to 14 Mile. Well, you didn't see them. They were in the middle of the road. So they had actually knocked them so hard that they had gone to the center of the two lanes that were remaining. So I'm driving around the turn, and I see this car suddenly go on the other side of the construction. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I had to go with them around it, or I would have hit the barrels. And then we thought we were cool, and whoever done it had clipped another one.
Oh, no.
And now we all had to go to the right, so I was slalom skiing on 75 this morning.
Like Frogger.
Oh, it was crazy, man. The funny thing is, and everybody listening right now, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure the same thing for you. You are so amped up after something like that happens.
Oh, no, my heart was racing. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I'm thinking all my stuff is all over the car. So then I get to the light at 8 Mile, and I'm trying to pick up whatever I can and throw it back in the bag. And then I sat out in the parking lot for 5 minutes picking up everything.
You realize these guys were like going, everything's supposed to be on the floor in your car. That's how it works. It's kind of the thing. Ryan, did you ever clean up your car? Is your car clean now? It's still not clean? Okay, yeah. My old pickup truck, it took me 5 minutes to donate it to Mother Waddles and a half hour to clean out the back of it.
You know how OCD I am.
So much crap. Yeah, you couldn't have come into the radio station if it wasn't cleaned up, right?
Probably
not. Would have bothered you? That's how we can mess with her. Aaron, we've taken a candy wrapper and hidden it somewhere in your car.
I would rip the car up looking for it, too.
Nothing but like ripped up seat cushions all over the place. It'd be a beautiful scene. All right, Queen on the 30s, first full day of this, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. When we play a song by Queen, you'll win tickets to see Queen at
LCA with Adam Lambert. That's going to be an amazing show, so you just have to listen for a Queen song.
That's it. Super simple, and we'll even get you qualified to win a copy of the soundtrack. I saw Roger talking about it yesterday. It's called Rhapsody. It's a brand new show. Brand new show. New pyrotechnics, new lighting, everything else is totally different. So we'll do that again. And then what's coming up in sports?
Pistons have their winning streak snapped in Michigan State. They stunned a team last night.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook!
Call or text.
Store for details.
CSX Big Jim's house, 607. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Pistons lost 110-83 to the Oklahoma City Thunder at LCA last night, had their five-game winning streak snapped. They just couldn't get it together.
It's tough to string. Look at all the teams here in the NBA, man. I mean, the Pistons are on fire, but everybody has a bad game. That was an ugly game in a hurry.
It was. Yes. College hoops, Michigan State beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 90-68. Spartans at one point led by 32 points. Michigan will take on Northwestern tonight. Detroit Red Wings forward Tyler Bertuzzi was suspended for two games by the NHL for unsportsmanlike conduct and roughing on a Colorado Avalanche forward, Matt Calvert.
Calvert.
So no Bertuzzi when the Wings host Tampa tonight. I'm sorry. I think that Calvert, drew him into that.
Well, you can see it. Our producer, the hockey player, Ryan, shaking his head. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword's punch. He wrote Wings. It's not a sucker punch. Calvert hit him in the gut with a stick first.
That's what I thought.
Skated by the bench. You'll see it. They grabbed his stick and ticked off Matt Calvert, and he jabbed him. And then Tyler just simply took his glove off and gave him a love tap with an uppercut to his face.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. It's a term of endearment. We punch each other in the face all the time here. Uppercuts? Oh, yeah, constantly in the hallways. I don't know why this is spinning.
Haymakers.
That's all it was love. I mean, God, people be so sensitive today.
Monday Night Football, Philly Eagles beat the Redskins 28-13, and congratulations to Dennis Ball of Hazel Park. He beat Tito this week in the Take on Tito Football Challenge, so he walks away with prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And just a reminder, too, if you want to play along, really easy to do. Just text the keyword TITO to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send you all the games right to your phone. You make your picks. You can win prizes from Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company, Y.
And congratulations to Adrian Peterson, a 90-yard touchdown run, and he doesn't get 100 yards rushing. That makes him an honorary Detroit Lion. That was the most Lion thing I've ever seen. You run one play for 90 yards, and you can't get 10 yards for the rest of the game rushing. Mm-hmm. That is the most Lion thing ever. Because of that, Tyler Bertuzzi's going to punch him right in the face. You got to see the uppercut, though. Okay, Calvert kind of jabbed him, but the shot that he landed him on the bench, damn. CSX Big Jim's House. Want to send that out to Tyler Bertuzzi, Alice Cooper, no more Mr. Nice Guy. 6:15, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 29 degrees. Aaron and I both believe that Tyler Bertuzzi had no choice, but he had to defend himself and the people on the bench. And all he did was simply give the guy a love tap. Ryan's like, no, they grabbed his stick on the bench and then they held him down. If you didn't hear about this, Aaron just had it in sports a couple minutes ago. Bertuzzi got suspended for 2 games for punching a guy on the bench. If you want to see it, and it's just under the keyword
punch.
Yeah, and I'm not reading what you wrote in there afterwards, Logan. Wing sucker punch. It's not a sucker punch. Okay, it's kind of a sucker punch. I don't know, man. It's been a while. Something about the wings this year that's just fun to watch. And Tyler Bertuzzi's becoming kind of a little folk hero, isn't he? With the mullet and the missing tooth and the way he fights people. Like, over the weekend in Boston, he beat the crap out of somebody up there.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Marchand or something? And then this at Colorado, that's not the first fight. But, buddy, I'll put that video up on our Facebook page. He had another fight, and he was throwing uppercuts.
That was such a great rivalry back in the day anyhow between the Wings and the Avs.
Well, Colorado sucks. I mean, you know, but it's, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen you. You're the hockey player.
Well, you got guys who all these kids have to play for something. They're all playing for contracts or a spot next year, more ice time. So everyone's going as hard as they can. And Bertuzzi, he's found out that's the way he's going to fit in right now.
All right. Keyword punch, I see people agreeing with us, right? He should not be suspended for 2 days for that punch. 2 games. Come on now.
He should get a medal.
Thank you. Aaron gets it. We actually have announcer audio from down at LCA.
Huey puts a crushing check on him on the boards. Oh, I'm telling you, things are really going on out there now. Come on down and get places for the home games. Bring the kids. We got entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah, it's family fun, man. He just beat the crap out of this guy. Hit him with the uppercut. Just like in Punch-Out. Uppercut.
Do you remember that game, Ryan? Mike Tyson's punch out?
And you knocked the guy out of the arcade. Great fighting. You're an up-and-coming boxer.
I know the one, the plastic one where you hit the buttons and knock the guy's the head off.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Is that what that
is?
Yeah,
that would be the same thing. Bertuzzi did that one. So what was the worst thing you told us? Now, here's Aaron. He comes in here as the voice of reason saying that they shouldn't have grabbed. What happened was Matt Calvert for Colorado. You'll see it in the video. Again, we'll text it to you. Same number you used to call us. Of course, the keyword is
punch.
We saw the video. Matt Calvert goes by the bench. Someone accidentally grabbed hold of his hockey stick. They didn't mean to. It was just like they said, oh, that's your stick. We thought it was our hockey stick, so we were just taking the stick back, right? Just to put it away.
That's what I thought.
And then he got mad for no reason because they were being nice to him, and he took his hockey stick and he jabbed Bertuzzi in the stomach. And then poor Tyler Bertuzzi says, you know what? I'm going to help you readjust your helmet because obviously you can't see correctly. And the best way to do that is to bend you over the side of the railing and punch you in the face. See, it all makes sense.
It's all right. Part of it. It's all part of hockey, all of that.
I like your rationale. That's what I thought immediately.
Right. He was just helping him out. I'm going to clean off your hockey stick and I'm going to punch you in the face so you can see better. You, of course, hit somebody with your stick when you played and did what?
I broke the stick over his back. I used to be like the Holmstrom sat in front and stuff like that. And then as I got older, I was more of go out and take that dude out. So I broke a stick over a kid's back and then ended up causing a huge bench brawl. But I got 15 games for that one. I stepped on a kid on accident. I still say that was on accident.
You stepped on a kid with skates?
Yeah, he was in the corner. Oh. He fell in the corner and I kind of stepped on his ankle. I had to go in front of the board, Little Caesars hockey board, for that one. I used to get suspended all the time because I just got in fights.
Okay, so if you want to see Tyler Pertuzzi's punch, the keyword for that one is
punch.
If you want to see Ryan's, it's in a Quentin Tarantino movie. What do you mean you stepped at someone with your skates?
I didn't mean to. The ref told me I was the dirtiest player he's ever seen. I still to this day defend it that I didn't mean to. I was just playing the puck, not my fault.
You can't say my bad skates when you cut somebody with a slap chop.
Stay on your skates.
Stay off my ankles, you felon.
Beat the box office tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena July 27th, and you qualify to win a copy of the Bohemian Rhapsody movie soundtrack.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be excellent.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, now hold on. Ryan will get your information, and we'll do that again 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 this morning. We'll do a Queen on the 30s. So we were watching here in the studio. We were talking about it yesterday with the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush, 41, the president. And just so you know, it'll be a federal holiday tomorrow. No mail, no services, things like that. But watching, first of all, the image of that dog.
Sully, his
service dog.
Service dog. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you know, you saw that. I know you tweeted out. It's Aaron on your radio. I know you tweeted that out yesterday as well. But there's a lot of things that come out about President Bush. One of them that came out was the whole story about him being offered a one-day contract by the Detroit Tigers. It was a joke. Somebody had decided, one guy who knew him, and he was vice president at the time. But if you've probably heard by now that he was a baseball player for Yale. And he was pretty good. Not great. He was a good baseball player. And so they decided to be funny because they knew he was a big baseball fan. So Jim Campbell with the Tigers actually sent a one-day contract to President Bush or Vice President Bush at the time and offered it to him. Now, if you want to see it, it's really cool because it's a whole thread of letters back and forth. You think about it back then, Aaron, you didn't have email, so you had to write a letter to somebody else going, hey, can you play this prank on somebody? Okay, then I'll write you a letter back saying, yes, I will do this. And there's like a ton of them, and there's a one-day contract to George Herbert Walker Bush from the Detroit Tigers. I think it was for a buck, wasn't it?
I think it was a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
contract.
There were a couple other things that came up, and I found the photo, by the way. 84 World Series.
Yes.
George Kelwin threw out the first pitch. There's Bush sitting right next to him.
Yep.
Yeah, and Barbara's on the other side. I love these stories about the man. I mean, I'm not getting into the politics side of it, but just a great guy. You hear the story. Chuck Yeager was telling one yesterday. When Bush was in the presidential parade, when he became president, Yeager was there as the ceremony, the grand poobah in the parade. Well, Barbara looked at him and said, you look cold. You know, when they have to sit up there when they swear him in. So she waved to the Secret Service people and made Chuck sit next to her so he could get some of the heat, the warmers that were down there on the base of the thing. And you see Chuck Yeager just like, okay, fine. All right, fine. I'll sit down here and just hang out, man. So what's going to happen with the dog?
Okay, so I did some research and found out that Sully, who is a 2-year-old lab.
Right.
He will now go to Walter Reed National Military Center to help disabled veterans.
Oh, that's cool. So Stillbeats doing a service dog thing, but they're Walter Reed.
He's going to have a vacation first, according to the Bush family, and then he's going to go help more veterans.
I like that. Couple other things. If you know the story about George Bush and the whole in World War II when he was shot down and he was rescued by a submarine stuff, I was telling you about this book. I actually talked to James yesterday. It's by the guy who wrote Flags of Our Fathers. Remember the Clint Eastwood movie?
Yes.
About Iwo Jima? It's called Fly Boys. One word, Fly Boys. And it's not only about George Bush, but it's about all the other pilots. Some of them got captured on this little island called Chichi Jima. It's a story that I don't think anybody's ever really heard. They talk about George Bush, how he got rescued by the submarine, but then the other guys as well.
And ordered it on Amazon yesterday after we talked about it.
Yeah, James Bradley Flyboys, man, it's a great book. So, yeah, President Bush, when we saw, you know, resting in state yesterday. And
then tomorrow will be the funeral services.
Yeah.
And then he'll head back to Texas.
I saw him when he was, and him and Verlander, I forgot Verlander when he was with the Astros, got to catch his pitch when he went out there. And they asked him at the time, they go, what's the best thing about being the president or being a former president at a baseball game? He goes, Secret Service gets you all the beer you want. I love that. If you want to see the one-day contract that that George Bush was offered by the Tigers, it was a joke, but he's a big baseball fan, so I'm sure he appreciated it. We'll text it to you, of course, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
contract.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Thank you, Donnie.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 647, 29 degrees right now. And have you ever actually stuck your tongue to a pole like the Christmas story? Just asking everybody right now, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. You can call, you can text us, you can join the conversation on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX. I can't believe this story, but it's real, right? I mean, the kid really did it. This, okay, well, here's the news clip from Illinois. We'll talk about it in a second. But here's this really happened, folks.
Inspired by the holiday classic A Christmas Story, an 11-year-old Illinois boy applied his tongue to a frozen metal pole and found out not everything in the movies is fake. The Sandwich Middle School student says that he panicked when his tongue wouldn't come free. A friend searched for hot water, called an ambulance, and while that was going on, Klein managed to pry his aching tongue away from the pole. He was treated and is expected to make a full recovery.
All right, there you go. Someone did it.
It's legitimate. This little boy, Spencer Klein, and his friend went to a sled hill, and they came across the pole along a fence, and
did the kid dare him? We don't know that in the story, do we? Again, if you want to see this, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
stock.
Yeah.
No, there was no dare.
He just decided he was going to see what happened. He was going to go all Christmas Story.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb. That's because you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I double dog dare you.
Oh, man.
His friend went to the nearest house and asked the lady if she had hot water. She said she didn't have any. And he said, well, I know. How do you not have hot water?
Get off my lawn.
Well, so he called an ambulance, and he estimates he was stuck for about 7 minutes.
Longest 7 minutes of his life. 248-398-WCSX. That's the first time I've ever in real life heard somebody do the sticking their tongue on a pole. I'm sure it happens. I'm sure people have done it, but just, have you ever known anybody
No.
in Mount Clemens and all? Never. I've never known anyone who's actually done that. I try to think like movie things have recreated.
I double dog dare ya.
That's
what, triple dog dare ya.
That's why I was asking if the kid in Illinois, at least that would make sense that you're 11 and your buddy dares you and you're like, can't dare me. Oh, what does that sound when they pull it off too?
Oh,
is that like Velcro?
Ow.
They interviewed the kid. Everything went great. It was not that big of a deal. 248-398-WCSX. Kid in Illinois did it. Stuck his tongue to a pole like Christmas Story. Anybody in the Motor City do it? 9417 CSX. Big Jim Pass, I'll tell you love. 657. We're talking about this kid in Illinois who actually went full Christmas Story and stuck his tongue on a pole. And they took 7 minutes to rip it off. I am surprised with your brothers and the way you guys were that they never got you to do that.
We tried to. We did other horrible
things. That's what I'm saying. You guys did everything insane. You guys, there's like, you know, warning posters for you in Mount Clemens, basically. I mentioned your family's name to somebody. They went, oh, yeah, I know those kids.
Oh, I remember that conversation.
I'm not joking. Somebody went, oh, yeah, but I cannot believe this kid actually went full Christmas Story.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb. That's because you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I double dog dare you.
Stuck.
248-398-WCSX. Now, if you want to see the story about the kid in Illinois that did it, we've got a photo of him standing next to his buddy and the original Christmas Story. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
stuck.
But here's the question. Has anyone really done that? Have you ever really done that?
We're getting messages.
I saw. Did you get the text message? What do we got?
My nephew stuck his tongue on a metal rod in their freezer. My sister was in the basement doing laundry. He was sitting on the kitchen floor trying to get up. He was there for quite a while. And if I remember right, she freed him using coffee.
Oh, okay. That's warm liquid. It would work. Okay. That kind of counts. Not full Christmas Story, but definitely sticking your tongue on something frozen. Line three. Debbie, go ahead.
I actually stuck my tongue to a pole on a dare for my older brother. I was probably six, and I stuck my tongue to the pole because my brother kept saying that it would, my entire tongue would fall off. And then when it stuck, my brother ran to the house and got warm water and got my dad, and they came over and unstuck me from the pole. I lost a good couple of layers off of my tongue. Oof. I couldn't eat, like, oof, warm or hot food for a couple of days. Dad laughed so hard at me the entire time.
Thank you. 248-398-WCSX. All right. I'm seeing more calls coming in. In honor of this kid in Illinois, 11-year-old, who decided to stick his tongue in a pole like Christmas Story. And, of course, we're doing our major award here at the radio station as well in honor of Christmas Story. What have you stuck your tongue to? Motor City go, hey, that's cold. I'm going to stick my tongue on it. We got to get to Kelly's story.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, this is not good. Yeah. Hang with us. Big Jim's House, CSS. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 707, 29 degrees, Queen on the 30s. Next shot at 730. Win tickets to see Queen at LCA in July. Beat the box office. Okay, you got a text from your mom. We're talking about this morning. Just join us. Thanks for tuning in. There's a kid in Illinois that really went full Christmas story and stuck his tongue in a pole at school and got stuck just like in the movie.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb. That's cause you know it'll stick. You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like double dog dare ya.
Can't do
duck,
that.
Duck.
We all remember it, of course. We got our major award. We'll qualify somebody 9 o'clock for that. But the kid got stuck. How many minutes was he on the thing? Like
7 minutes.
Okay, now if you want to see the story, we'll send it to you. They're about a kid who really went Christmas story. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
stuck.
But while we were playing music, your mom texted you. She did this? Oh,
let's find out.
All right, she's claiming that she did this. Give me the number there. Okay, I got that.
I did not know my mom did that.
Come on, pick up.
Good morning.
Hey, Daddy, is Mommy around?
She's right here, honey.
Can I talk to her real quick?
Can she talk? I mean, is she not...
Good got morning.
Mom? Hi, Mom. I got your message.
Yeah, you believe I did that?
Wait a minute. You're a very smart, beautiful lady, and you're telling us that back in the day, you stuck your tongue to what again?
A outdoor water pump. I went to a one-room country school. We had outdoor toilets, no running water. We had a water cooler in the school so you could get drinks of water. And we went out at recess in wintertime, and somebody dared me to stick my tongue on that water pump, and it was terrifying.
Do you realize how much insight we're getting into Erin right now? We know where a lot of this comes from.
Why she is the way she is.
Absolutely, Mom. I can't believe you did that. Okay, so Erin,
how long
you did,
were you stuck, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, it felt like hours. I know it was only minutes, but they had to go in and everybody was screaming and yelling, and the other half of the kids were laughing. And I was so embarrassed, and I couldn't move because I had bent over to do that, so then I was locked, hunched over with my face against this icy cold water pump and my tongue stuck to it. And I mean, I didn't just stick the tip of my tongue. I stuck it way out there.
Mom. All right. Well, so now we know somebody who's the new, we know somebody in on the show. That would be actually be Aaron's mom, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Love you, Mom. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
So it's...
Hey, no. Woo!
Indeed, you got yourself beat the box office tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert in July at Little Caesars Arena.
Great, thank you.
Who are you taking with you, brother?
Oh, that's a long ways away. Who knows?
Really? All right, play on, playa. All right, man. Hold on, Mike. Ryan will get your info next. Hold on. All right, for everybody else, next chance coming up at 8:30. We do it 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 every day this week. All right, there we go. Okay, now 7:34, 29 degrees. Aaron is so upset about this, I'm really not sure I want to bring the story up on the air. I know a lot of people in the Motor City are going to be in a bad mood when they hear about what happened to this poor gentleman. We talked about him a couple weeks ago. Our buddy Emil Rattelband, in the Netherlands. He's the guy who wanted to change his age. He's 69 years old, but he wanted to be 49 because his doctor told him he had the body of a 45-year-old.
He's a whack job.
He's a good-looking guy. He just wanted one thing. Is that too much to ask for Christmas? The judge said no. Mr. Rattelband has the liberty to feel 20 years younger than his real age and to act accordingly, but amending his date of birth would cause 20 years of records to vanish from the register of births, deaths, marriages, and registered partnerships. This would have a variety of undesirable legal and societal implications. A lot of big words there. Here he is, I think it's about a month or so ago when he was talking, he's being interviewed about it. I think it was on the BBC and they were asking him about this.
Nowadays we are free human beings, so we can do whatever we like. We can choose our clothes, we can choose the
holidays. You can't change the fact of the date you were born.
But if you want to make the decision, you are born like a beautiful small girl, and now you're as beautiful as you are now, and now you say, I feel like a man. And so they rebuild you, and that's possible. And so you have been born by your parents, you brought them to the townhouse as a girl, and now you're a woman and you want to change in a man.
You just can't change your age.
No, but that's your belief.
That's your belief, Alan. You can change your age if you want to change your age. If you want to be a man and a woman, you can do it too. Now's the time on Sprockets when we dance. That's what he sounds like, one of the guys from Sprockets. So you don't agree with this? I mean, the poor guy just wanted to change, but go back 20 years.
He's a weirdo.
What are you talking about? What is weird about going back 20 years?
He wanted to do it so he could boost his dating prospects.
Okay, he did it for Tinder a little bit. Just a little bit. The thing that I keep thinking about is, if he could do this, this is ringtone, by the way. If you go back 20 years, right? So, in theory, he would be 49 years old. Now, if his son was born, he was 23. His son's 52. Just saying, why don't you be my dad? He's my dad. He's 3 years younger than me. Oh.
Ugh.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of weirdness to this one, yeah. Y'all want to meet my dad? How old was he when you were born? Well, according to the judge, 3. I mean, apparently rivers in the Netherlands don't go all the way to Aintree. You know what I mean? I got flicking one eye, Aaron. You want to take him out on Tinder?
No.
Come
I
on
read
now.
About him. He is not right. This guy's got some... I don't care that he's rich. He's got some serious...
Again.
Things going on.
This is the most 12-year-old thing I'm going to say all week. But he finally gets to the one age where you can giggle about, and then he wants to change it. How stupid is that? What a dummy.
It's always easy to reach Big Side, West Side, Downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Here we go. Playing for a big prize, 2 Red Wings tickets to go see them take on the Senators a week from Friday at LCA. Got our players. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right.
We got Jim representing Downriver, Jerry the West Side, and Mike the East Side. Jim, if you know the answer, you yell out down. Jerry, you will yell out west. Mike, you'll yell out east. Do not answer until you are called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Here we go.
The Red Wings is a hot ticket. I can see a little nerves here. Little nerves, a little tension in the room. Okay, here we go.
Question number one. Was a big 70th birthday yesterday for this Black Sabbath frontman.
Down.
We go to Jim. Go ahead.
Ozzy.
Down river on the board. Okay, question number two. This 41st president lies in state in Washington.
East.
Who is it?
East.
Mike.
George H.W. Bush.
There we go. Okay. East side of the one, down river of the one. Question number three.
Supermodel Adriana Lima made her final runway walk in this famous lingerie maker's fashion show.
East. Jim for the... East side, I'm sorry. Mike for the win.
Victoria's Secret.
Well done.
Wow, East side you won. You're going to go see the Red Wings and the Ottawa Senators at LCA a week from Friday. Congratulations.
Sweet, thank you.
All right, Jim and Jerry, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, you got to give us an East side.
East side!
Nice job, Eastside. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
See Synergy. CSX Big Jim's house. We'll get to it in a second here. 8:33, we got to get a winner for our Queen on the 30s, and that would be Rob in Macomb. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Congratulations, you're going to see Queen and Adam Lambert at LCA on July 27th of next year.
Awesome. I'm counting the days. I can't wait.
That's like over 10. So, yeah, hold on. Okay. Hold on, Rob. Hold on.
You got it.
Don't do math in the morning, dude. That's dangerous. Okay. 8:34. Next chance coming up at 9:30. Queen on the 30s. Every day this week, you'll be going. Okay. It is, as Aaron just pointed out to us, the reason we're laughing, we came back on the air. Today is
National Cookie Day.
And yeah, we could talk about what's your favorite flavor of cookie and do you eat the middle of the Oreo cookie and blah, 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 blah. But do we do that on this show?
No. We're going to give you a reason to never want to eat Oreos again.
I don't think so. I think this is a very, and it ties in a couple layers. Now, think about this, Aaron. Our first story of the morning we were talking about earlier was a kid from Illinois who decided to go all Christmas story and stick his tongue on a pole, right? Then we just get this story out of Byron, Illinois. Another Illinois story on National Cookie Day. 10 football players were suspended for indecent exposure. So what you say, how does the cookie tie into this? The players ran naked across the field with Oreo cookies wedged in between their butt cheeks.
Yeah. To make it even worse, they lose the state championship by 4 points.
They did. Yeah, that's like half a sleeve of cookies. So they had to run across, and we have this for you, not the video of that, but apparently there is video. We'll text you if you want to read more about this, the Oreo butt race. The keyword is...
Race.
Now, when you and I were talking about it in the studio, Aaron and I are both going, oh, that's horrible. That's crazy. By the way, they did find out it's not hazing. All the kids voluntarily did this.
It's not hazing even if they didn't voluntarily do it. It's not the, there's
it is hazing if somebody says, stick an Oreo up your butt if you want to be on my football team.
It's not like it's going all the way up. It's just in the crack.
Ryan!
Sorry, you gotta make sure people know.
We were walking on the... No, we don't need people need to know. I don't,
awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
No, no, don't put my name on that one. that's all you, resident young guy. Well, I know that. It's not like, you know, they're getting checked for a hernia or something, but they run across the field. Again, the keyword is race if you want to see this. Enjoy your breakfast, folks. But is that why Urban Meyer's retiring? Because they were doing Oreo races back and forth at Ohio State or
I'm
something?
I'm sure they do much worse there.
You can't talk about some of the stuff that you did because it would probably get you in trouble.
Yeah. Some of the hazing that happened, especially in high school sports, I mean, that was big. But also, everybody was in on it. So whoever this got leaked to, whoever leaked this.
From what I understand, one of the kids told their parents.
Oh, that see, that kid gets beat up next day at school.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. He's not making a team. I can guarantee you. In high school, if a kid told on it, I guarantee you the captains of that team and stuff will go to the coach and say, hey, next year he's not on the team. Boom, he's off the team. Never play again.
Apparently, they were suspended for indecent exposure.
Yes.
And suspended, so they were forced to sit out games. And the last game was the state championship game, and their team lost.
So that makes this, that's on the school. If I'm those kids, I'm like,
well,
see,
if they
just let us play.
If they catch two of them, it would be a double stuff. Yeah. Wouldn't you use Nutter Butter? Wouldn't that be a better cookie? I'm just saying. There's got to be better cookies out there if you have to put one between your buck cheeks and run across football
Nutter
field.
Butters, I feel
or
like, are
round,
too fragile.
Kind of the layer. Yeah, Nutter Butters.
They're too brittle and they'll break apart too soon.
Aaron, what do you think? What would be the best cookie stick between your butt and run across the football field?
Don't ask me.
No, we're waiting. Go
no.
Ahead. Come on.
I wouldn't do
cookie
something
talk.
Like
it's
that.
It's National Cookie Day. Come on. What cookie would you use? A Lorna Doone? A Milano?
I'd use Iggy.
Thin Mint.
See?
And then you get a good...
You're thinking about it now, aren't you?
Yeah. Then you get a good scent coming out of it with Thin Mint or Snickerdoodle.
You always go too far, Ryan.
I suppose no. It's better than Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
What would be the best? If you're going to stick cookie up your butt and run across football field, again, if you want to see this story we're talking about, this really happened. Keyword is race. I'm glad you keyworded race, Ryan, and not butt. Be the one.
Well, I had a couple of keywords going around in my head.
I bet
that
you
was
did.
The best one.
Okay. I want to see the Girl Scouts. Perfect for the Girl Scout cookies for next year. Hi, I'd like to get a box of cookies. What would be the best one if I have to run across the football field naked with one between my butt cheeks? What do you mean I can leave now? Samoa's no.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I got to let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 848. We'll get you qualified for a major award. That'd be a trip to Rio Playa Car, Del Mar, wherever it is in Mexico. I always mess up the name. It's Rio Playa Car. I know that much, right?
Isn't in it? Riviera Maya, Mexico.
Close enough for government work. Okay.
Compliments of our friends at Apple Vacations.
I'm sure they won't appreciate the fact that I screwed up the name of it. But anyway, 9 o'clock, we'll do that for you. A major award. We'll have two chances to qualify for that. Actually, two trips to give away when we're at Capone's on the 14th. I just saw this. We get like a lot of sheets of paper to read and stuff and various notes. And sometimes you see advice column stuff from other newspapers around the country or online. This one I thought was interesting. Dear whoever, this holiday season is always volatile in my house. My wife and I disagree on just about everything. I'm a firm believer that if you get a crummy gift, you should ask the gift giver for the receipt so you can get something you really want. My wife says that's tacky because it's the thought that counts. I want something that appeals to me. Is it wrong to ask for a receipt? I'm asking you.
That's tacky.
It is?
That's incredibly tacky.
What's the purpose of a gift receipt then? Again, I'm just playing, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't get it. I mean, what's the purpose of the gift receipt?
So if you get something that doesn't fit, you can exchange it.
Well, if it's just for you, then you, oh, you're talking about, okay, but you should still use the same item. But if you buy me something tacky and I go, hey, can I get the gift receipt? I may want to go get something else. That's tacky.
I think that's extremely tacky.
Okay. I was just curious.
Because that person put in the thought to get you that gift in the first place. You should just take it, even if you don't like it. That's why I have drawers full of really ugly sweaters that I only wear when, like, certain people come around.
So you will wear whatever they gave you that you think is hideous because you don't want to offend them.
It's not so much offending, but you don't want to hurt their feelings because they put a lot of thought into
that. Same thing. Offend, hurt their feelings. Kind of just very... When I was a kid, I had to wear a sweater because my grandma bought me one from Montgomery Ward's, and I wouldn't wear it the rest of the year. But I was 12. I don't know. I'm just curious. That was interesting. I don't know. Maybe we'll make it a What Would You Do Wednesday something coming up before we get out of here on the holiday break. But
I think it's a legitimate question.
Okay.
Personally, I think it's tacky.
So if somebody asked you, you would be offended?
I would be a little hurt that they didn't like the gift that I spent time picking out for them.
So what if you bought me a bottle of Maker's Mark and it was empty and I brought it back and said I want another one?
I would say you and I need to have a conversation.
Well, like all in one day or something. But... I want the gift receipt for this. Make it fill up magically.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I gotta let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message.
Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
CSX Big Jim's house. It is 9:30, and it is time, Aaron, to get somebody qualified. Not qualified. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Queen.
Yep, they're going to be with Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena on July 27th, and it's all about our Queen on the 30s. Just listen for a Queen song, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and you could be going to the show. Be caller 31 now.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, wrapping up the show. Julian Jordan coming in next. Want to say hi to Ashley, Marcy, Jackie, and Joanna. Mexican Fiesta 2 restaurant on Ford Road in Canton. They got us on this morning.
Ooh.
Hola.
Did you just wave?
I waved.
Hola. You waved and hola said and hola.
Wave. Hola and wave. Want to thank.
All right.
Want to go back to just a couple quick notes for tomorrow morning. We will have another round of Battle of the Burbs. East Side up by 2 now over the west side. And Downriver's right back in. I have more Red Wings tickets. Of course, Queen on the 30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. What would you do Wednesday? About cuffing. Get into a relationship this time of year, even if you really don't care about the person, just so you won't be alone.
I love how people come up with clinical terms for things.
Cuffing?
Yes.
A member of our show has cuffed in the past, and it blew up in their face.
It sounded kind of...
That's tease. No, I know. No, it's not like we're not... That's like the cookie talk conversation we had earlier this morning. So enjoy National Cookie Day if you want to. We can't read 80% of the text messages that came in after that. If you missed the conversation about an hour ago, it was simply...
A high school... football team suspended for running around a football field with Oreo cookies stuck in their butt cheeks.
They were naked. Yeah. Ran across 10 guys. So we had that story. If you want to read it, I don't know why you would, but if you do want to read it, the keyword is
race.
Yeah.
Always look on the bright.
Every time I read those, like I read the statement from the school district, when the word buttocks comes up, I start talking like Forrest Gump. You ever notice that? 10 football players were suspended for running across the field with Oreos in their buttocks.
I don't know why that word just comes out the way that it does.
Buttocks?
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the Oreo advice. Enjoy your cookies today, National Cookie Day. We're going to get out of here before we get in trouble. Bye.
Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
Always look on the bright.